Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Breaking news and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to remember the good old days, right? Those days, just a couple of weeks ago, where an overwhelming majority of Americans thought Black Lives Matter. That's a meaningful and purposeful and positive movement. It had overwhelming public support because, of course, it's a great slogan. Of course, Black Lives Matter, and everybody should affirm that Black Lives Matter. But somehow, some way, they are now collapsing in terms of public esteem. There is a brand new Pew Research Center survey, and Pew Research Center, when they survey public opinion and the way that Americans feel about various issues, they're pretty much the gold standard. They do a very, very good job, and they show that between last June and now, and here we are in September, so we're talking about July, August, so with less than 3 months, the support from U.S. adults who give some support to the Black Lives Matter movement has dropped from 67%, that's two-thirds, down to 55%. And by the way, it's going to drop further than that. You know why? Because the kind of behavior described in an unbelievable and powerful front-page article written by Nellie Bowles that appears, of all places, in the New York Times. And I need to share this with you because it is so dramatic, and there is a very dramatic response that Republicans can make, that the governor of Florida, Rick DeSantis, has made. And it's a response of actually doing something about this kind of extremism that is increasingly coming to dominate this so-called movement. Listen to this. Terrence Moses was watching protesters against police brutality march down his quiet residential street in Portland one recent evening when some in the group of a few hundred suddenly stopped and started yelling. Mr. Moses was initially not sure what the protesters were upset about, but as he got closer, he saw it. His neighbors had put an American flag on display. Moses said it went from a peaceful march calling out the names, etc., to all of a sudden, bang, how dare you fly the American flag? Mr. Moses is black, the report says in the New York Times, and he runs a non-profit group in Portland area. They said, and this is quoting him again, the protesters, said, take that flag down. They wouldn't leave. They said they're going to come back and burn the whole house down. Mr. Moses and others blocked the demonstrators and told them to leave. We don't go around terrorizing folks to try and force them to do something they don't want to do, said Mr. Moses, whose nonprofit group provides support for local homeless people. I'm a vet. I serve my country. I'm for these liberties. And then the New York Times reports the marches in Portland are increasingly moving to residential and largely white neighborhoods where demonstrators with bullhorns shout for people to come out of your house and onto the street to demonstrate their support. This is remarkable. What they're saying is that these more aggressive protests target ordinary people going about their lives, especially those who decline to demonstrate their allegiance to the cause. That includes a diner in Washington who refused to raise her fist to show support for Black Lives Matter. That's Washington, D.C. Or in several cities, confused drivers who happened upon the protesters. Others, this is protesters, frustrated that little has changed since George Floyd was killed, say that sitting idly by and watching a protest without participating nowadays is to show tacit support for racism. I see. The argument here is that if you don't join one of these radical protests, you're a racist. Stephen Green, an investment entrepreneur in Portland, who is black, said, we don't need allies anymore. We need accomplices. In Rochester, New York, protesters have confronted people at outdoor restaurants shaking dinner tables. Marchers in Washington also accosted people eating outside, urging everyone to raise their fists to show their allegiance to the movement. The more personal tactics echo those being used against elected officials, with activists showing up not only outside mayor's offices, but their homes as well. The apartment building where the mayor of Portland lives has been vandalized. Protesters lit fires outside, ignited fireworks, and broke into one of the businesses in the building on the mayor's birthday. In San Jose, California, demonstrators graffitied and egged the mayor's house and lit an American flag in front of it. In Rochester, people have recently posted police officers' home addresses and information about their families, according to a police spokesman. It's one thing, this is this guy Green who says we don't need allies, we need accomplices. He says, it's one thing if you can see something on TV, but if you can hear it and you can smell it in your house, that brings it home. We need people willing to say, I'm down to lose this friend because stuff needs to change. I'm down to make my neighbor uncomfortable. Being nice wasn't changing anything. Lindsay E. Murphy agreed. She said the crowd was, I won't even say mostly white. She saw in her own white neighborhood. I'll say it was almost exclusively a white crowd marching through the whitest neighborhood in Portland shouting, Black Lives Matter and Black Lives are Magic, said Miss Murphy, who is black, and she hosts an educational children's YouTube. What I was witnessing was a lamenting prayer, a cry of remorse and shame among the white people. That's what I saw. It was healing. The American flag that generated controversy is displayed in Kenton. It's a neighborhood of Portland with small bungalows, lush front gardens, and ripe fruit trees. Weeks after the confrontation, remember they wanted to take down the flag or they were going to burn the house down, the husband and wife who fly the flag said they were fearful of retaliation from the roving protesters who had found their home phone number. But they say they will not be intimidated into removing the flag. Okay, say, can you see that our flag is still there? I will not take my flag down, said the husband, who declined to provide his name in a brief interview. The same night the protesters came to the couple's door last month, they marched into Kenton's commercial district, and they used restaurant picnic tables as fuel for fires that they built. They collected the colorful wooden dividers the neighbors had recently built for outdoor dining, and they set those ablaze as well. Mr. Moses, who's the black vet who lives nearby, and others in the community ran into the protests with fire extinguishers. Protesters the night before broke into the Portland Police Association building and set it on fire. A man who was later seen scrubbing the sidewalk graffiti, a popular message was PPB, Portland Police Bureau equals KKK. Okay, here's another aspect of it. In one of these demonstrations, they were giving away free food, and they said a small free literature selection was set up on the grass and overseen by three people in ski masks. It was a popular offering, and people crowded around, craning to see the pamphlets. The titles included Why Break Windows, I Want to Kill Top Cops Until I'm Dead, Peace Now, Peace meaning like a gun, Peace Now, Peace Later, An Anarchist Introduction to Firearms, In Defense of Smashing Cameras, and Three-Way Fight, Revolutionary Anti-Fascism and Armed Self-Defense. So what do you do about stuff like that? In Florida, they seem to have an answer. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On the Michael Medved Show, it shouldn't be any surprise that when a movement, or at least people who claim they're affiliated with that movement, start giving out pamphlets that have titles on them that say, I want to kill cops until I'm dead, and why break windows, and three-way fight, revolutionary anti-fascism and armed self-defense. This was these are publications of a group called the Black Bloc. And part of what the Black Bloc does is they go out to these riots, preparing to set fires and make trouble and threaten people and hurt people, really. And they do that dressed all in black, with black helmets and black masks over their faces, not to protect from COVID-19, but to protect their identities from cameras, surveillance, and arrest. It's a disaster. And it's a horrible situation. And Ron DeSantis, who is the governor of Florida and the state's top Republican, says he wants to crack down on it. He spoke at the Polk County Sheriff's Office in Winter Haven yesterday, and he called for new laws that would give felony penalties to protesters who block traffic without a permit or to people who participate in gatherings of seven or more people that result in injuries or property damage. This is a new series of proposals called Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Law Enforcement Protection Act. And DeSantis also attacked calls to defund the police, saying that under this new package of bills that he's supporting, any municipality that moves to defund the police would lose state funding. Okay, it would also make it a felony to throw something at a police officer with the purpose of trying to hurt him or harm him. This is what one of the sheriffs who was local with him there in Winter Haven, Florida, Sheriff Grady Judd, held up some pictures comparing peaceful protests to looting and rioting. Listen.
So that there's no misunderstanding today. This is a peaceful protest. This is a riot. We can tell the difference. The governor can tell the difference. Our law enforcement officers can tell the difference. In the event you didn't get that, let me show you something. This is a peaceful protest. This is looting. If you loot, the next thing you can try to steal is something off of your food tray at the county jail, because you're going to jail. That's a guarantee. And we're going to enjoy taking you down there. Some people are slow learners. This is peaceful protest. This is violence. It's not acceptable.
Okay, isn't that clarity refreshing? And doesn't this deserve support? Yeah, the details of this, and this is from Miami Herald, for goodness sake, which is a very liberal-leaning newspaper, like most of them are. The measure proposed Monday by Governor DeSantis would enact a six-month mandatory minimum sentence to anybody convicted of striking a law enforcement officer during an unlawful assembly. It would also prohibit anyone charged with crimes related to such assemblies from being released on bail before an initial court hearing before a judge. And it would become a felony to destroy public property, including a statue or a monument, during an illegal assembly. Those who are found to have helped fund or organize an unlawful protest could be subject to federal prosecution under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's the RICO Act. A driver who was forced to flee from a mob during an unlawful protest would not be liable for injury or death in a potential accident under the proposed law. If the legislature passes a law that aligns with the governor's proposal next session, state and local governments would be prohibited from hiring people who have criminal records related to disorderly gatherings. And people who are already government employees who are convicted of participating in a disorderly assembly, a riot in other words, could be fired and lose their state benefits. Here is a Governor DeSantis and what he had to say about this legislation.
We are going to impose criminal penalties for violent or disorderly assemblies, and that will be a third-degree felony. We will also require a felony if you incapacitate any of the roadways. We see people take over interstates. That is absolutely hazardous. It's not fair to motorists who may get caught up in that, and so that will be unacceptable. Also, we have a prohibition on destroying or toppling any type of public property, including monuments. That's not the way to go about it, and we will hold you accountable. Also have a prohibition on harassing innocent people in public accommodation. You see these videos of these innocent people eating dinner, and you have these crazed lunatics just screaming at them and intimidating them on a public accommodation. You're not going to do that here in the state of Florida.
Okay, and Governor DeSantis said that this measure should be a model for the nation. And that's certainly true. And by the way, this means you, Oregon. And honestly, this should be a question at the debates, the presidential debates. And I don't think it's going to work for Joe Biden to say, oh, I didn't know anything about it. Question is, Joe, do you support this kind of legislation? Do you support getting tough on people who have participated in the violence that you have condemned? And he's condemned it. But would you go far enough to actually make some cost for people who engage in this kind of violence? It seems to me this is tremendously important. And especially given the fact that the New York Times, as I was reading to you, has this new report from their reporter, Nellie Bowles, about what is going on, and it's not just in Portland, it's across the country, of protesters who are so radical that they're open about trying to hurt or kill police officers, and people who actually want to uproot the American system. This is remarkable. In that New York Times article, when they describe people waiting in line to pick up pamphlets like that say, I want to kill cops until I'm dead, and why break windows? There's even a whole book like that in defense of looting that was covered respectfully on NPR, believe it or not. But it says that the energy was something like a carnival in the dark with people getting these pamphlets. Paint balloons, get your paint balloons, someone barked. The whole idea of paint balloons is to trash property. So the protesters caravan 20 minutes away to Alberta, a more affluent neighborhood, where they reassembled and marched through the streets. Okay, as long as they're peaceful, but these folks are not. Right now, demand.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And if a nominee actually reaches the floor, then I will vote based upon the qualifications of that nominee.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney regarding President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, which the president announced will be made on Saturday. Meanwhile, delivering a virtual speech to the UN General Assembly, President Trump is hitting China again over the global coronavirus pandemic.
We have waged a fierce battle against the invisible enemy, the China virus, which has claimed countless lives in 188 countries.
Much of the West has been burning for weeks, and there's no let-up. Dozens of major wildfires are burning across several states. One of the most concerning fires is the wind-driven Bobcat fire that's threatening more than 1,000 homes near Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Clean water, clean ocean. They're coming after your children. Protect your children from what they're trying to do in this court.
And that was the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, suggesting that President Trump, in his effort to do his constitutional duty and actually to fill a vacancy in the Supreme Court, is coming after your children. To put that in perspective, I want to speak to one of the top legal experts available, John Yoo, who's been a guest on this show on many prior occasions. And he is the author of a new book called Defender in Chief. And he's also the Emanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at University of California at Berkeley School of Law. John, great joining us. Do you have any idea what the speaker is talking about when she's suggesting that President Trump's nomination of a new associate justice and the confirmation by the Senate amounts to coming after your children?
Thanks for having me on. I got to tell you, when you read played that clip, I was scratching my head trying to figure out what she was talking about. Is this like some California family court appointment in San Francisco she's worried about? I really don't know what she's worried, what this has to do with coming after your children. Now, that doesn't mean that's not an important choice and that there's clear differences between who a Democratic president like Joe Biden might appoint and who Donald Trump might appoint. But I don't know what Nancy Pelosi's talking about there.
Okay, my guess is she's talking about the Obamacare case and the fact that on November 10th, just a week after the election, they're supposed to hear oral arguments at the Supreme Court of the United States on whether the entire structure of Obamacare gets to be dismantled. Here's what I wanted to check with you on, because you know this, and you're really the right person to answer it. Right now, There are only 8 members of the Supreme Court. It is possible that President Trump would get a new member of the court installed before that November 10th, right? He might do it before the election. Mm-hmm. But if he does not, doesn't the lack of a ninth justice increase the chances that Obamacare will go away? Because what they're being asked to do, the court, is to overrule the Fifth Circuit, right? Which has already found that Obamacare is unconstitutional.
Now, you know the law too well, actually. I mean, too much for your own good, because you're completely right. If you don't fill the ninth seat, then you have potentially a 4-4 split, at best, for the liberals on the court. In fact, you might even have a 5-3 if Chief Justice Roberts were to return to the conservative fold on these issues. But he hasn't. He's voted to uphold Obamacare twice. But as you say, when the court's 4-4, that means it has no power. It can't do anything. And that leaves the decision in Obamacare to the last lower court that heard it, which is, as you said, the Fifth Circuit out of Texas. And that court has struck down Obamacare. Now, that doesn't mean President Trump wins every case. Other courts, say the D.C. Circuit in Washington, has struck down President Trump's claim of executive privilege. And so the Supreme Court, if it's split 4-4, couldn't reverse that either. What it means is, without that ninth justice, you're going to have a bit of chaos in the lower courts and no final resolution of some very important national issues by the Supreme Court. But you're completely right, Michael, that means that Obamacare is probably done with.
Okay, so given the fact that you share, and I gather this, we've posted your piece in Newsweek, which I think is excellent, about some of what is at stake here in this appointment. You seem to share the consensus opinion that the appointment of Judge Barrett could be a very good move for the president and for the country.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've known her for a long time, and I think she's of high intellect, good character, very moral person, but she's not a knee-jerk person either. She's written some very sensitive, nuanced articles about, for example, what do you do if your personal moral values and your role as a judge conflict? Much more sensitive and balanced than what her accusers are saying. And she said, look, if I'm Catholic, against the death penalty, but as a judge, I have to do what the law says. I can't import that view into the Constitution. And if I think there's a conflict and I can't do my due as a judge, then I should either recuse myself or resign from the position. But I shouldn't twist the law into some kind of version of Catholic dogma, for example.
I think that you make the point in your piece, and I agree with it entirely. If the Democrats try to attack Judge Barrett, assuming she is the nominee, based on her Catholic faith, that's not going to work very well for the Democrats, is it?
Yeah, I think one reason is because they would be attacking, I think, a woman who most people would say has been admirable. She's a mother of 7. She adopted 2 kids from Haiti. She's a very moral person. A person who believes in interpreting the Constitution based on its original understanding, not porting her own views into it, as she has said. She's from the Midwest. She's been a law professor. The question I asked him, he says, what else is she supposed to do? What did she do wrong? I mean, she has led, I think, a career and has been a role model. A lot of people would want their kids to follow in her footsteps.
What does it say about the Democratic Party if, as expected, every single one of those Democratic senators and the independents, the 2 independents from New England, Bernie Sanders and Angus King, if they every single one of them line up and say no to Amy Barrett or Barbara Lagoa or one of those other very well qualified nominees?
To me, it signals that I think it started in 87 with the voting down of Robert Bork, not because of qualifications or intellect, because of his just ideological views, his approach to the Constitution. It got worse with Clarence Thomas and the Brett Kavanaugh and repealing the filibuster for a judge, first imposing it, then repealing it to gain some small advantage. It'll just be the very bottom of this steady descent into the politicization of confirmations, because if you vote on the party line on nominations, then it's just going to show that you're just approving people for political reasons, without regard to whether they would make a fine judge, without regard to their character, experience, and education, what they've done in life. It's just you're voting on them because you think you can predict what they'll do as a judge. It's turning judges into legislation.
And now there's more intense talk. The Democrats want to expand the court, add at least two, maybe as many as five additional seats to the Supreme Court of the United States. What's the best argument against that?
Well, I put on my hat, you know, someone who I was general counsel of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I love the Senate. The Senate works by tradition and practice. And if the other side does something you don't like, you usually match them. Expanding the Supreme Court to 15 justices, adding six, expanding by two-thirds, in response to just following the normal constitutional practice. It is an election year, but justices have been approved in election years. So Anthony Kennedy was approved in 1988. You may be upset about that, but to respond to that by politicizing the court in a way that's never happened before, that has been rejected repeatedly before, FDR lost on this before, it's like dropping a nuclear bomb in response to someone shooting at you.
And let us hope that there is no nuclear bomb dropped on one of our most necessary and respected institutions. A number of people have pointed out that right now the Congress of the United States has 13% who say they have a faith in that institution, but it's still over 40% who have faith in the Supreme Court. May that continue. I know John Yoo wants it to. John Yoo's book, Defender in Chief, is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, the most recent of many books. And John, let's hope we all get through this, get through a pandemic. And speaking of the pandemic, some news in that regard as well, coming up on the Medved Show.
They're coming after your children.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show. Coming up next hour, we're going to be speaking with General H.R. McMaster. He was a national security advisor to President Trump for 13 eventful months. He has it's a very alarming new book that suggests that long before Trump, going back at least till 1989, there have been a series of mistakes, horrible mistakes that have been made in our national security policy. So what do we do about it to get it right? We'll be speaking to General McMaster coming up on the Medved Show. Concerning security policy, there have been some pretty significant successes in economic policy. The market's up again today. But if you want to make sure that your own economic policy is actually benefiting you, why don't you find out about a great company where you don't have to be a big investor? If you have some investments where you'd like to see a steady growth that can become explosive over the years, check out Our Crowd. Our Crowd specializes in high-tech, honestly world-shattering new technological developments coming out of Israel and coming out of companies here in the United States. And you go to michaelmedved.com. This is my brother's company. I know it well. I'm extraordinarily proud of him. The company's been wildly successful in recent years, with some of its startups having been bought by Nike, Microsoft, Intel, Oracle, and more. Check out Our Crowd. And it takes about 2 minutes for you to register just to get completely free information on this aspect of the market. And that information will be sent to you free, no cost, no obligation. They won't bother you. Go to Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com and sign up. And sign up, mention the name Michael Medved. And please go there now if you can. I mentioned something about the pandemic because obviously this continues to be a national problem. I mean, right now, of course, a lot of our attention is riveted on this fight over the Supreme Court pick that President Trump is due to announce on Saturday. He may, just may, be letting it be known before. But there's a piece in the New York Times by David Leonhardt, who's a sophisticated and fairly accurate observer and editor at the Times. Headline, "The Fall Surge is Here." Today is the first day of the new autumn season. That's the way it works on September 21st. And David Leonhardt writes, public health experts have long been worried that the end of summer, as some students return to school and the weather cooled, would bring a surge in coronavirus cases. That surge appears to have begun. The number of new daily confirmed cases in the U.S. has jumped more than 15% in the last 10 days. It's the sharpest increase since the late spring, and it has arrived just before the official start of autumn, which is today. Unlike the earlier summer surge in the U.S., this spike also coincides with rising number of cases in other affluent countries like Canada and much of Europe. The increases appear to play a role in yesterday's stock market decline. The market lost more than 500 points yesterday. It's better today, as investors feared the need for new lockdowns, which, of course, damages the economy, damages our lives. It's incredibly disruptive. Today, this day, on Tuesday in Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is announcing new restrictions on nightlife. In the Czech Republic yesterday, the health minister resigned. In Madrid, in Spain, the authorities imposed new restrictions on 1 million residents. Across Europe, officials are hoping that these targeted restrictions will reduce new cases and allow them to avoid imposing full lockdowns again. The U.S. continues to be among the most vulnerable countries because we never crushed the spread of the virus after the original outbreak. Coming weeks may bring new problems, too. The cooler fall weather will start to complicate outdoor socializing. And if pandemic-fatigued families travel to spend the holidays together, it'll get worse in late fall and winter. Okay, all of this comes as almost 90,000 pre-K students and children with disabilities in New York City returned to classrooms yesterday on Monday. And the organization that runs a major college admission test, the ACT, closed more than 500 testing centers this weekend because of the virus or the recent wildfires. The closures left many students unable to take the test. The problems for college and dealing with the tremendous tuition bills when you're basically just learning virtually, it's a true problem. There's a piece in the New York Times business section about how there are a number of parents and students who are trying to negotiate tuition down because it simply isn't fair, because part of what you're paying for is the whole experience of being on campus. And if you can't do the in-person learning, well, that's a problem to that part of our economy. And speaking of that part of our economy, there's so much about the response to the president's now very clear ability with Mitt Romney's announcement. Mitt Romney is supporting his party and is going to support the idea of going forward to consider a nominee for the Supreme Court, and maybe, just maybe, that nominee can take her seat on the court before Election Day. That would be a good thing. And but the chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, Hakeem Jeffries of New York, this is clip eight, Jeremy, says that Mitch McConnell wanting to do his constitutional duty and actually consider a nomination the president sends and vote on it up or down, it's proof of horrible corruption. Here's what he had to say.
First of all, let me be clear. Mitch McConnell is exhibit A is a for the principle that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the use of the current but fleeting power that the Senate majority has, perhaps in one instance to jam a extreme justice down the throats of the American people, but in the other instance to refuse to provide relief to Americans who are suffering through a once-in-a-century pandemic, is just an extraordinary dereliction of duty. Members of the caucus, of course, feel a need to act with the fierce urgency of now because the people that we represent are in such pain. both in terms of the public health aspect of the crisis and in terms of the economic distress. But that said, the reality of the political landscape in front of us is that we have an out-of-control president and a Senate majority that is drunk on power.
Okay, the idea that Mitch McConnell has absolute power when he has 53 votes in the Senate is ridiculous. And it is actually a resistance to absolute power that inspires, I think, most conservatives. This is wildly unfair. And concerning the inability to agree on anything between the Senate and the House, to blame all of that on the Senate when you're one of the leaders of the House, he's chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, Hakeem Jeffries, they can't even agree on this stopgap spending bill to prevent the government from shutting down. You know when the government's supposed to shut down? September 30th. Yeah, that's right, like 9 days from now. I mean, right after the debate, the government's supposed to shut down. Boom. And they can't even agree because Nancy Pelosi and her caucus are having problems with some emergency relief that is provided for farmers in the Senate version of the bill. Look, the American people want the sides to come together to negotiate something, and maybe, just maybe, to negotiate something that will be a little bit responsible in terms of spending. There was a new projection which will cover by the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, it's nonpartisan, that says that growth over the next 30 years is supposed to be slow. Why? Why will we have slow growth in America? Because the debt, the national debt, is so staggering and so punishing and such a drag on our economy. We can do better, and we need to do better. And this is addressed at politicians on all sides, because we want to remain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.